Well, there probably would have been more signed it, but this, within a week, almost 300 people signed a petition about the ongoing problems, especially the health and safety problems that are in St Johnstone concerning the sewage problems.
The reality is some work has been done on the ground, but the concern, I'd imagine, from the residents' perspective is the money going to be allocated to conclude this by government?
Well, there needs to be a commitment from government now that they're going to address the issues that the people of St Johnstone have raised through me to Donegal County Council.
There is a concern too that these problems were created in the past because of poor planning, contractors perhaps not meeting their responsibilities. This is something that we would need to avoid happening in the future, would you agree?
I'd agree with that very much so, but I have to get on with the day-to-day problems, and the day-to-day problems in St Johnstone are that there's a severe problem with the lack of infrastructure in the area, and the people of that area have rights. They're not second-class citizens. They have the same rights as every other citizen.
Mm. Are you satisfied that, it wasn't discussed, it wasn't on the agenda at the council today. Do the council have a role to play in this, to pressure government, to lobby government, to ensure that this funding is secured?
Oh, definitely so. The council have an obligation to the taxpayers of this county that they have the proper infrastructure in place to deal with issues that are ongoing in the St Johnstone area, and not only just the St Johnstone area, and every other part of the county that has similar problems.